今天我们的题目是三个心。
The topic for today's preaching is three hearts.
首先我请 Ross 来念这个英文的经文。
I'm going to read it first in English.
然后我才念中文。
And then it will be read in Chinese. Acts chapter 2, verses 37. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? Peter said to them, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. So then those who had received the word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions, and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
现在我用中文来读。你们先不要看你手上那个大纲哦。等一下我要问你一些问题。
It's going to be read in Chinese now. Please do not look at the outline in your program.
不可以偷看。
Because he's going to, the pastor is going to ask you a few questions afterwards.
然后使徒行传第二章第三十七节到四十七节。等一下我要问你那三个心是什么心啊。你们注意看。
The question I'm going to ask is,
不可以看大纲。
Which three hearts were mentioned in the scripture? So do not look at your outline because otherwise you'll be cheating.
你可以跟我一起看圣经哦。三十七节，众人听见这心觉得杂心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改。”奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说：你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的世代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒也添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，叫个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恳切地在店里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用办，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天的加给他们。好了，那三个心，第一个心是什么心？不可以看大纲啊。
So the first one is a heart of is a pierced heart.
Yeah, 英文翻译到我要的是那个心哦。杂心还有第二。
Second one.
恒心。
Persistent heart.
第三个。你没有看大纲。
The third is okay. United Art.
所以以后你读到这段经文的时候，你要记住，牢牢的记住这三个心：杂心、恒心，还有第三个什么？童心啊。
So whenever you read the description in the future, remember these three hearts. The pierced heart, the persistent heart, and the united heart.
所以这段经文有三个心。
So there are three hearts in the scripture.
杂心、恒心和同心。
Pierced heart, persistent heart, and united heart.
那到底这三个心的意义是什么?
So what does this, these three hearts mean?
这是我们今天要来思考的。
And this is what we're going to think about today.
然后心是指我们的感情。 意志和思想或者意念的中心。
So the heart means it talks about our emotion, our will, our mind, and it talks about our whole person.
那心代表我们全人。
The heart talks about our whole being.
从这个中文的词句来看，我们可以看到一个人的个性牵涉到他的心。
From the Chinese sentence structure, we can see that it talks about the whole personality of a person.
那比如说,纯心,
For example, intention.
甘心,
willingness.
良心,
conscience.
留心,
attention.
信心,
faith.
爱心,
love.
忠心,
faithfulness.
清心,
pureness of heart.
灰心,
discourage,
静心,
give it all your heart,
诚心, 还有等等很多心,
and there are also reverent heart and lots of other hearts.
那这些心就表现出一个人的心态。
All these hearts refer to the attitude of a person.
我们的心怎么样就表现出我们是一个怎么样的一个人。
What kind of heart we have will present ourselves as what kind of a person we are.
那一个人的心如果有爱的话,
if there is love in a person's heart,
他是一个有爱心的人,
then he is a person with love.
然后或者说一个人的心有信的话,
if there's a person have faith in his heart,
那他是一个有信心的人,
then he's a person who has faith.
所以今天早上我们读这段经文提到这三个心,
So this scripture gives us three hearts.
杂心, 恒心跟同心,
pierced heart, persistent heart, and united heart.
那首先让我们来看杂心。
So let us first look at this pierced heart.
什么是杂心呢?
What is pierced heart?
根据这节经文说, 众人听见这话觉得杂心就对彼得和其余的使徒说, 弟兄们,我们当怎样行?
So according to the Bible, it says, Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do?
但是我们看到英文的翻译本有不同的字眼。
We can see in the English translation, there are different ways to translate.
比如说 NIV说, cut to the heart.
So NIV said, cut to the heart.
NASB said, pierce to the heart.
NASB said, pierce to the heart.
Cut就是被割的意思。
So cut is like cutting with a knife.
Pierce就是把它插进去的意思。
Pierce is like jabbing it into something.
那心被刀割或者被刀插进去的话,
So if a heart was pierced or cut,
那肯定是会很痛。
I'm sure it is very painful.
那想起来都会痛嘛。
Even when I think about it, it hurt.
大约15年前, 我有一位朋友, 他做了一个心脏大手术。
About 15 years ago, I had a friend who had a heart surgery.
那医生必须要把他的胸口打开。
The doctor must open up his chest.
把他心脏切开。
Must cut into the heart.
各去他 心脏里的那个便沫
and take away the bad valve.
啊，换了一个猪的便沫
and put in a pig valve.
那么手术过后，我跟师母去探访他。
So postoperatively, I went and visited him with my wife.
那他能够讲话，他就形容到那个手术过后那种感受。
He was able to talk, and so he was describing how he felt after the surgery.
那我听了，心里面有点痛。
Even when I was listening, it hurts me.
但是我们看到这个英文的 Amplified Bible, 它所用的这个字眼。
So let's look at what the Amplified Bible say.
Cut to the heart, 跟这个 NIV 同样的字眼。
So it's the same wording as NIV, cut to the heart.
但是它有一个括弧里面说 remorse and anxiety.
But in the parentheses, it's worded with remorse and anxiety.
它的意思就是想到感到懊悔还有忧愁的意思。
And it means that he is saddened and he's saddened and worried.
而扎心是指认罪悔改的一个反应。
So the pierced heart means it is a response to confession and repentance.
然后对过去的罪过感到心痛。
And it hurts to think about the past sin a person has committed.
所以在37节说众人听了这话觉得扎心。
And so in verse 37 it says, Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart.
所以耶路撒冷的人听到彼得的讲道他们的反应就是扎心。
The people in Jerusalem, after they heard Peter's preaching, their response was a pierced heart.
那扎心是指人的心灵受到神的话语的责备而感到心痛。
A pierced heart means after a person heard God's word, he was moved and he hurt for his sin.
那众人看到自己的罪恶而痛改前非。
Because people have seen what they have done and what they have sinned, and so they want to repent.
那从前在罪中是感到快乐。
In the past, they have happiness in sin.
但是现在因着罪的缘故，他们感到心痛。
But now they hurt because they saw their sin.
那有时候孩子被父母惩罚的时候。
Sometimes when a child was punished by the parent,
哭得很伤心。
They'll cry.
如果这个哭是为了自己的错过而哭。
If this crying is because they truly is sorry for what they have done,
那就是扎心。
Then that is a pierced heart.
一个认罪悔改的一个表现。
And it is an expression of repentance, and confession and repentance.
那我曾经见过一些相信耶稣悔改的人。
I have, in the past, I've seen people who truly confess and repent.
在节制的时候痛苦的流泪。
When they make the confession to Christ, they cry bitterly.
他们哭是因为他们看到自己的罪过。
They cry because they have seen their own sin.
我在大学念书的时候认识一位从新加坡来的同学。
When I was in college, I get to know a student from Singapore.
然后这位同学看起来很有自信心。
The student has a lot of self-confidence.
很独立，不是一个软弱的人。
And he's also self-sufficient, independent.
那时我认为他，我一直认为他不会信耶稣的。
And at that time, I thought he would never come to believe in Christ.
那可是弟兄姐妹没有把他放弃。
But brothers and sisters did not give him up.
以基督的爱来关怀他。
And they will love him with the love of Christ.
那四年的大学将要结束之前。
So when 4 years of college is almost done.
然后他在我们的面前决志信耶稣。
He come to know Christ and make a decision to follow Christ.
而且哭得满脸都是泪水。
And he cried bitterly.
我没有想到这个很有自信的一个男人会哭。
I didn't think that this independent and self-confident man would cry like that.
他哭是因为他感到扎心。
He cries because he had a pierced heart.
那扎心是人归向神的第一个反应。
So a pierced heart is the first response to God's love.
是人向神认罪悔改的一个心态。
And it is an attitude of confession and repentance.
那扎心也证明一个人的内心有了一个转变。
And a pierced heart means there is a change of heart inside a person.
然后从这个罪中回转过来。
And that he's turning away from sin.
有反应比没有反应来得好。
There is, it's better to have response than not to have any response at all.
没有反应是一个人听了福音最大的一个难处。
Without response is the worst obstacle a person can have when it comes to the gospel.
不冷不热是教会最大的问题。
Lukewarmness is the biggest problem for a church.
这正是在启示录老底家这个教会的问题。
And this is the biggest problem of the church of Laodicea in Revelation.
那在这段经文说，我知道你们的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold or hot. I wish you were either one of those.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必从我的口中把你吐出来。
So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
不冷不热是神所不喜悦的一个态度。
Lukewarmness is an attitude that God dislikes.
有些人的态度就是如此。
And there are some people who have this kind of attitude.
好像温水一样。
It's just like lukewarm water.
冷的也没有感觉。
There is no feeling of cold.
热的也没有感觉。
There is no feeling of hot.
你知道冷的 Coca-Cola 比较好喝吗？
You know the cold Coca-Cola is better to drink.
热的咖啡比较好喝。
Hot coffee is better.
你喜欢喝温的 Coca-Cola 吗？
Do you like lukewarm Coke?
或者温的咖啡？
Or do you like lukewarm coffee?
那有些人听了福音。
There are people who hear the gospel.
没有任何的反应，不冷也不热。
They don't have any response. They're neither cold nor hot.
就好像这个温的 Coca-Cola 或者温的咖啡一样。
Just like the lukewarm Coke, Coca-Cola or coffee.
但是耶路撒冷的人听了彼得的讲道。
But the people in Jerusalem after they heard Peter's preaching.
他们觉得扎心。
They felt pierced to the heart.
他们就对彼得跟门徒说。
And so they said to Peter and the apostles.
他说，弟兄，我们当怎么做？
So they said, brethren, what shall we do?
我们的心感到心痛。
Our heart is hurting.
那我们当怎么办？
Then what are we supposed to do?
那彼得就回答他们说。
Then Peter answered.
你们个人要悔改。奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Peter said to them, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
什么是悔改呢？
So what is repentance?
那悔改就是改变一个人的心。
It is to change one's heart.
而且对自己的罪过感到懊悔。
And it is to feel remorse for your sin.
那圣经也说，真正的悔改会使到一个人的行为改变。
And the Bible also said true repentance will cause a change of action to a person.
行事跟悔改必须要相称。
What you do and your repentance should match.
在使徒行传26章20节所说。
So in Acts 26 verse 20 it says,
先在马士革，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地，以及外邦劝勉他们应当悔改归向神， 行事与悔改的心相称。
First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and then to the Gentiles, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds.
那换句话说，真正的悔改不只改变一个人的行为。
So it says, in other words, true repentance mean that it does not only change a person's deeds,
也改变一个人的心。
But it also changed their heart.
悔改就是重新做人。
Repentance means to start all anew.
把这个旧的丢弃。
To throw away the old.
然后换上一个新的。
And to change into new.
如果你读圣经的话，你发觉到这个撒该他信了耶稣。
If you read the Bible, you remember Zacchaeus believed in Christ.
他悔改了。
He repented.
以前他骗了很多人的钱。
In the past, he had cheated people out of money.
那他现在信了耶稣，他把所有的骗别人的钱都还给他们。
Now that he believed in Christ, he returned the cheated money.
那不单还给他们，他还加倍的补给他们。
Not only just the cheated amount, but he add on more and give it to them.
这个就是悔改。
And that is repentance.
信耶稣的人生命必须要改变。
A person who believes in Christ, their life must have changed.
一个人的罪得到赦免，首先必须要悔改。
When a person's sin is forgiven, he must first repent.
悔改是得救的一个条件。
Repentance is a must for being saved.
我们看38节的时候，这里说彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就被领受所赐的圣灵。
Here Peter said, Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那从这节经文，我们看到一个人悔改受洗，他的罪得到赦免。
So from this scripture, we can see that when a person repent, and his sin is forgiven,
并且领受所赐的圣灵，
and he will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
每一个相信耶稣悔改的人，圣灵住在他的里面。
Every believer who has repented and accepted Christ, there is Holy Spirit in the heart.
所谓基督徒是圣灵的殿，就是这个意思。
That is what it meant when people said, Christian, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
一个人相信耶稣之后，他的身体成为圣灵的殿。
When a person believed in Christ, his body became the temple of the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵赐给我们能力和智慧，来改变我们的行为。
The Holy Spirit gives us strength and wisdom to change our deeds.
那帮助我们过一个圣洁还有敬虔的生活。
And to help us live a holy and God-fearing life.
所以第一个心就是杂心。
So the first heart is pierced heart.
然后第二个心就是恒心。
The second heart is persistent heart.
那信耶稣的人认罪悔改，使到他杂心。
So a person who believes in Christ, he repented, he confessed because of a pierced heart.
那信了耶稣之后的人，圣经说必须要有恒心。
And after a person become a believer, the Bible said he must also have a persistent heart.
所以这节经文说，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼祈祷。
So here it says they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
那这节经文说，一个相信耶稣的人必须要恒心的遵守圣经的教训。
So in the scripture it says a person who believes in Christ must continually devote themselves to God's word.
与其他的信徒彼此交接。
And is to have fellowship with other believers.
掰饼还要祷告。
to break bread and also to prayer.
换句话说，一个信耶稣悔改的人必须要持续的遵守神的话语。
In another words, a believer must continually, obey God's word.
持续的参加聚会。
Must continually come to worship.
守圣餐和祷告。
To participate in the Lord's Supper and also to prayer.
那什么是恒心呢？
So what is, continual or persistent?
那信耶稣不是一时的事情。
Believing in Christ is not just one moment.
啊，是一生的事情，是终身的事情。
It is for the rest of your life.
其实基督徒的生命好像跑这个马拉松一样。
Actually, the life of a Christian is like running a marathon.
啊，就如保罗在腓立比书第三章所说。
Just as Peter said in Philippians chapter 3.
他说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后。努力面前，向着这个标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我得的奖赏。
Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那圣经说，基督徒的生命好比一个运动员，或者一位军人，还有一位农夫。
The Bible said the life of a Christian is like an athlete, a farmer, or a military personnel.
那身为一位运动员，或者军人，或者农夫，必须要有恒心。
To be any of these,A person must have persistence.
那在奥运会的运动员，他们表现得非常好。
The Olympian athletes, they have great, marks.
啊，不是一时得来的。
They do not just gain it in one moment.
他们是经过恒心的锻炼。
They must go through persistent training.
啊，才有这个成就。
To have this result.
我在念大学的有一位美国人朋友。
When I was in college, I have an American, friend.
他对这个中国人的福音，很有负担。
He was very burdened with, ministry for the Chinese.
因此他决心要把这个中文学好。
So he decided he's going to learn Chinese.
今天他不只能读，能看，也能够写。
Today, not only can he read it, he can write it, and he can understand it.
他得到这个成果是因为他有恒心。
He can do it is because of his persistence.
其实我们在教会里，你们知道 Nancy 吧？
Actually in our church, we all know Nancy.
可能有些人他的中文没有比 Nancy 这么好。
Actually, I think some of us don't even pronounce the Chinese as good as she is.
你知道他在三年里面学到今天的这个中文的水准。
You know, it only takes her 3 years to learn the Chinese.
这个就是恒心。
And that is persistence.
那同样的，属灵生命的成长必须要付上代价。
Similarly, the growth in spiritual life, will cost us.
那在成长的过程当中，可能会遇到很多困难。
Maybe in the course of growing, we will face difficulty.
但是不要灰心，必须要恒心。
But don't be discouraged. You must have persistence.
恒心对一个基督徒生命灵命的成长是非常的重要。
Persistence is very important to our spiritual growth.
那基督徒必须要恒心的去读这本圣经。
Christians must be persistent in reading God's word.
而且遵守圣经的教训。
And obey the teaching of the Bible.
也要恒心的参加聚会。
And to also come to worship continually.
希伯来书第十章第二十五节说。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉。即知道那日子近了，就更当如此。
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
所以当一个人恒心读经， 恒心的祷告，恒心的参加聚会，他的灵命必定会成长。
So when you see a person persistence in reading the Bible, in coming to worship, then his spiritual growth is for sure.
所以我们看到这个杂金跟这个恒心是有关系的。
So we can see that there is a relationship between a pierced heart and a persistent heart.
我们看到这个杂金是一个转换点。
We know that the pierced heart is a point of change.
那恒心是坚持到底。
And persistence is to keep on going.
朝向一个目标。
And it's to keep on going towards a goal.
就如保罗在哥林多前书第九章所说。
Just as Peter said in 1 Corinthians. I mean,
保罗。
Paul said.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一个人。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?
你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡脚力争胜的，诸事都有节制。
Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training.
他们不过是要能得坏的冠冕，我们却要得不能坏的冠冕。
They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we did it to get a crown that will last forever.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不是打空气的。
Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
斯梅拿教会的特点就是至死忠心。
The church in Smyrna, the characteristic is they are faithful until death.
刚才我们看到另外一个教会不冷不热。
Just now we saw another church that is lukewarm.
现在这个教会是至死忠心。
But this church is faithful until death.
你们将要受的苦你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在牢里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难时日，你护要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even at the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life.
那保罗在提摩太后书第四章第七节说。
And Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
这个就是恒心。
And this is persistent heart.
那除了这个杂心、恒心，第三个心是什么心？同心。
So besides pierced heart and persistent heart, what is the third heart? It's united heart.
他们天天同心合意，恳切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱。
Day by day, continually with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
所以同心对于 基督徒或者对教会是非常重要的一件事情。
So a united heart is very important to a believer and to a church.
那人相处在一起必定会产生问题的。
So for people to come together, there will always be friction.
你知道有人的地方就有问题。
You know, when there are people, there will always be problem.
原因就是因为有人有罪啊。
It's because, men are sinners.
但是神要求我们在主里面必须要同心。
But God wants us to be united in the heart.
同心的一起来敬拜赞美神。
To come together to worship and to praise Him.
当基督徒如此做的时候，圣经告诉我们将会得到众人的喜爱。
And so the Bible said if we do it that way, then we will be, We will have favor of people.
当教会同心合意的时候，神的名得到高举。
And when there is united heart in the church, then God's name will be lifted.
因此众人被吸引到神的面前。
And so people will be attracted to God.
圣经告诉我们，教会是基督的身体。
The Bible told us the church is the body of Christ.
是由基督徒组成的。
It is made up by believers.
而且基督徒应当活出基督的样式。
And believers should live like Christ.
而且保持教会的合一。
And to, continue to protect this unity.
合一是牵涉到人与人之间的关系。
Unity involves interpersonal relationship.
如果教会要保持这个合一
If a church is to remain united,
保罗说必须要从基督徒的心里面开始。
Paul said it must start from our heart.
在以弗所书第四章第二到第三节说
So in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2 and 3,
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the Lord, through the bond of peace.
所以，如果教会要合一
，So if a church is to be united,
教会的信徒必须凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络
Then believer must be completely humble and gentle Be patient Be bearing with one another in love Making every effort to keep the unity
那有一位德国的哲学家 Schopenhauer 说
So there is a German theologian His name is Schopenhauer
他比较对他说人类好像这个建筑一样
He said mankind is like porcupines
有没有看过建筑
Have you ever seen a porcupine?
他说我们啊人好像这个建筑在一个寒冷的冬天晚上
He said men are like porcupines in a cold winter night
聚在一起取暖
They try to come together to warm up
他说外头越冷
And the colder it is on the outside
为了取暖我们挤得就是挤在一起挤得更紧
And we'll come closer and closer together
但是当我们越靠近的时候
But the closer we get
我们好像这个 porcupine
We're just like the porcupines.
我们尖利那个刺就伤害到他人。
Then our sharp needle will poke at others.
那在一个寂寞的一个冬天的晚上。
And so in a lonely winter night.
渐渐的我们就开始漂泊。
Then we decided to kind of go out on our own.
自己漫游。
We just go out and wander.
最后被冻死。
And then We got
you die.
We die from cold.
那可是耶稣基督给我们一条出路。
But Jesus Christ gave us a road out.
也就是在受伤的时候， 彼此饶恕。
And it is to forgive one another when we are hurt.
当我们这样做的时候，教会就能够合一。
So when we are able to do that, the church is united.
把这个荣耀归给神。
And glory be to God.
所以我们不仅要一起来守这个主餐，一起来赞美这位神。
So not only are we to come together to participate in the Lord's Supper and praising God.
同时我们要一起来传扬基督的福音。
We also need to come together to share the gospel.
把我们的时间，把我们的才能。
Give our time and our talent.
把我们的金钱献上被神使用。
And our money to give it to God for Him to use.
盼望我们把这三个心，第一个心是什么？
So we have three hearts. What is the first one?
第二。
Pierce heart.
第三。
Persistent heart.
杂心、恒心、同心。
Pierce heart, persistent heart, and united heart.
让我们把这三个心牢牢地记住。
Let us remember these three hearts.
当我们有这三个心的时候，
When we have these three hearts,
我们的灵命必定会成长。
Then we will for sure grow spiritually.
教会必定会成长。
And the church will also grow.
而且得到众人的喜爱。
And to have favor of people.
得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天的加给他们。
Enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
这个就是教会成长的一个因素。
And that is a reason for church growth.
所以让我们记得这三个心。
So let us remember these three hearts.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
基督徒必须要有这三个心。
Christians must have these three hearts.
教会也必须有这三个心。
And the church must have these three hearts.
杂心、恒心跟同心。
Pierced heart, persistent heart, and united heart.
当我们有这三个心的时候，
And when we have these three hearts,
我们的灵命必会成长。
We will grow spiritually.
我们必能为神做美好的见证。
And we will have good witness for God.
我们在将来在神的面前的时候，
And in the future when we come before the Lord,
我们必会得到神的奖赏。
And we will receive reward from Him.
让我们来遵守圣经的教导。
Let us obey the teaching of the Bible.
让我们顺服在神的面前。
May we submit ourselves before Him.
天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
让我们有这三个心。
Help us to have these three hearts.
既然我们已经说自己已经信了耶稣，
Since we are already believers,
我们应当有恒心，有同心。
We should have persistent and united heart.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们恒心地来奔跑这个天路。
Help us be persistent in running, in walking this heavenly way.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.